Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Drinking a little drink, smoking a little smoke, getting down to business.
For ourselves and for future generations, a new world order.
Blue checkmark ass fucks.
We know that the best is yet to come. God bless you and God bless America.
You gotta go down the hole.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
The world is fucking burning.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Nikola Tesla is my boy.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
What's up, bunnies? We're back.
Today we got Deplorable Janet on the podcast. She is a well-known podcaster. You can find her on No Mercy Podcast numerous times, or her podcast, Deplorable Nation. You know she's getting close to the truth because she's been banned on Apple, Spotify, etc. You name it.
Yeah, she said she was on
her. To find her.
She said she was on her, what, sixth Twitter account?
Sixth Twitter account. Damn. She's the real deal.
If we get banned once, I'll be happy, let alone five times.
But go check her out, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode, because we did.
Yeah, and just like usual, we don't have a sponsor, because fuck money.
Fuck your money.
We're looking to get our Sphinx up and going for some premium content, so look in the show notes for that link, but that should be about it.
Let's get it.
Here we go, rabbit holers. I'm your host, Mitch Vuk. As always, I'm joined with my man, T-Saint.
What's going on, boys and girls?
Today on the show, we have a good one. It is Deplorable Janet. She is an independent researcher, host of Deplorable Nation. We're real excited to talk to her. Janet, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic, and I appreciate so much you guys having me on.
No, thank you for
looking forward to it.
Taking some of your time out of your day. I'm sure it's a
absolutely not a problem.
Time's most valuable resource, you know. Well, most of our listeners know that our first question is always, what sent you down the rabbit hole? That's what we ask our guests. So, Janet, what sent you first down the rabbit
hole? Mine is always, first and foremost, has always been the medical community. Kind of a shitty story, but when I was 21, my sister was 23, and she was given a migraine injection and dropped dead. So,
wow.
That's what made me go into nursing, and then I was real big into researching the vaccines and stuff, so, and cancer and hidden cures and things like that. So yeah, that's my first and foremost.
Yeah, I think that is a big one. Big pharma and the medicine industry as a whole really is a racket, you know, it's all money.
100%.
Yeah. Well, let's start with that then. What do you think about this new COVID vaccine? Is there anything nefarious with it?
What can I say that's not going to get me banned again?
We're trying to get banned over here.
Yeah, so. We need some street cred, so hey, by all means.
I'm on your show, so expect it.
Yeah,
probably.
Give it a few days.
My personal opinion is I would not take it. I wouldn't give it to anybody that I know. Anytime you're messing with DNA, that is a bad thing. And absolutely, according to their new testimonials that just came out, it doesn't even last 6 months. And then you're going to have to get boosters. And right. I knew this a long time ago, and I told everybody that. I said, you know, that's the way it works. Think of every vaccination on the schedule. It's the same thing, where it's always required to get a booster.
Right. Well, I mean, that's why they chose with this whole pandemic that they were going to use something that's a virus and something that's similar to a common, it's like a hybrid between a common cold and a flu.
Yeah.
It's always going to be uncurable, which is a model that Big Pharma loves to use.
Right. They can just say, oh, there's a new mutant strain that's this little bit off and the vaccine's not effective against that, you know.
And look at the flu. Every single year.
Oh,
and
not
it's
this
the
year.
Exact same thing.
Not well, this but, year.
I wonder why. Yeah. Everybody's testing positive for COVID. Yeah, same thing.
Yep, they just, they're going to rebrand the flu shot that you're supposed to get every year and make it the COVID shot, I think, which.
Yeah.
Even I don't want to get into the mRNA too much because I worked with CRISPR protein systems in college for 3 years. I worked in a research lab, and right. I know what mRNA can do.
It's so, a big deal.
Yeah, if they could make it say anything, they could alter whatever. And
for people that don't understand that, old terminology for all of the old people listening, it is also DNA splicing, which means they can cut out certain parts of your DNA and replace it with something else. They do the same thing with dog breeding. That's how you have the different dog breeds.
Right.
Because if there's like a type of dog that has hip dysplasia and they no longer want that, they can cut out that genetic marker on the DNA and replace it with another breed of dog that does not have that. So, yes, that's exactly what's in your COVID vaccine.
So that there is a possibility for something very nefarious. And at the very least, the preservatives that they put in vaccines, like aluminum and the heavy metals, and it's just... I don't want your government chemical slurry shot in my arm. Yeah. I just don't.
No, thank you. I will pass.
Right. It's crazy. I don't know if you saw it, but in the UK, I think specifically England, they announced that within the next few months, that vaccine passports will be mandated if you want to enter any type of business. So,
Yeah, and that's one of the things that they were looking at for here before, of course, other states stepped in and said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But they were looking at letting your medical records be accessible to businesses so that they can see if you have been vaccinated or not. I don't know if you guys remember back when Mark Zuckerberg got in trouble with Facebook with, you know, selling all the information to China. And then right after that, he wanted to get involved in electronic medical records.
Right.
You know, and that goes against so many laws that we have on the books. That's a pure violation of HIPAA and so many other things for anybody outside of your physician's office or hospital to have access to your records. And access to medical records, even in the hospital system, is very, very limited. So...
This is the kind of thing that happens whenever you see the corporate sector and the governmental sector colluding. I mean, it's textbook fascism, and it's just creeping up on people. And it, you know, the use of the media to normalize it and even make people believe that it's a good thing that it's happening. I mean, it's just like in your face. But if you don't know what you're looking for, it goes right over your head. And it's, I mean, it's just crazy to see it happen in real time. I never thought I was going to see it in my lifetime, but
I am not surprised.
It's just,
yeah, me neither. But then again, I'm a little older than you guys are.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've seen them do this with a lot of things. And even with the development of the electronic medical records, that was a huge overstep by the federal government, because that was thanks to Barack Obama. That's when that was enacted. That's when the World Health Organization now gets all of your diagnosis codes and your procedure codes. So they know what every person on the planet that's ever been to see a doctor or been to the hospital, they have all your information. And that should have never happened.
Without a doubt. They're trying to make it so like people that are not vaccinated are like less worthy, that
They're just ostracized from society. They don't have the same rights.
Just the other day, there was that volcanic explosion. They said, oh, we're only going to evacuate those who have been vaccinated for COVID. Like, what? Right. You're just going to leave
everybody
the people
else
there?
Can die? Does that sound like, Nazi Germany?
Yeah, show me your papers.
Yeah, right? Where all of the, you know, Jewish people had diseases.
Right.
That's why they had to burn them all and put them all and experiment on them because they were dirty. Yeah. And so that's what they want us to believe. And they have really been pushing the envelope on advertisements and things. There's even places like in Canada where they're doing contests to see like who can provide the best quote, information to the public to make you want to get vaccinated, even if it's not true. But then they have guidelines to go by, but there's a monetary price attached.
Who can make the best propaganda? That's what that sounds
exactly.
like.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they're all going to wind up working for the three-letter clown agency.
Yeah.
So speaking of, you know, the whole vaccine nonsense that's going on, did you see the recent development in the 2025 SPARS war game through Johns Hopkins and Bill Gates? It was Bill Gates funded. Did you see anything about that?
No, but it reminds me of, what was it, Event 201?
Thank you.
That's exactly
thank
what it is.
You. It was a textbook war game, and it was definitely, whenever we get off the show, check it out. I implore all the listeners to check it out. It's unbelievable. Did you look into it?
And that's kind of the same thing that they do when they did the agenda, what was it, 2020?
Right.
Yeah.
2020.
It was Agenda 21. Now it's Agenda 2030. Like they.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the same kind of thing where they got the. Of course, you've got your military industrial complex that comes together. This was what would happen if there's a biological weapon released. Kind of like the COVID from the lab in Wuhan that Fauci funded.
Well, yeah, and it's not like Fauci and Gates were doing gain-of-function research over there in that same lab like 2 years before. Yeah. That didn't happen. But
that's too big of a coincidence.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of thing. It's the same kind of simulation that they run repeatedly. They've done it in the past, even before the previous one that everybody knows about. And Bill Gates is always involved. He's always involved. Big Pharma is always involved in the military industrial complex. And when you have those players together, you should know to run.
Right.
Because there's nothing ever good going to come out of that, ever.
And so for the listeners, I just want to go over a little bit of what's in that. It's basically a simulation similar to Event 201 about the government and government, world governments and NGO response to a hypothetical pandemic like that. In this simulation, it is government and NGO response to vaccine injuries 6 to 12 months after receiving 2 doses of a vaccine. And then also a follow-up pandemic that's more serious. Now, whether that means that the vaccines are causing mass damage and that they are going to be able to use a pandemic, a second pandemic, as a front, or if if they're actually going to release some type of bioweapon that's even more serious. That's neither here nor I don't know, but they detail celebrity propaganda, the use of like even harsher censorship on social media platforms and YouTube and things like that. And I mean, when you see these type of things that are funded by guys like Gates, like you just said, you know that like this is the crystal ball. You're looking into the future, and these things always come to fruition.
We always see these war games and plans running right before they actually happen, whether it's a school shooting or not. They were 9/11 or anything. You always see them planning it out and then running a drill for it right as it's happening. That's what a false flag is, people.
And it's because they think the people are so stupid that they'll never catch on. And in a lot of ways, they're right.
Right.
Because the masses have not caught on. But
it's because our people are so dumbed down. Did you guys ever see the movie Idiocracy?
Yes.
It kind of reminds me of Idiocracy, where people are so dumb. They could literally tell people anything on the news. They could tell you to go out and drink gasoline because gasoline's, you know, going to make you healthy.
Yep.
And people will do it because they're so just mind numb. It blows my mind how people cannot use the brain cells that they were born with.
Critical thinking is a thing of the past.
Get it.
Like I said, they're going to eventually tell you to put a butt plug in for anal COVID. It's coming. But
yeah. Well, you know, if they push those anal swabs, that'll be really interesting for all the personnel that work in the hospitals and stuff.
Now, I'm not going to say names because I know people have jobs and, you know, the reputations on the line, but I know a lot of people who work in hospitals. And they tell me that they don't want the vaccine along with all of their coworkers.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, fuck this.
None of my friends, would even consider it. And I have a lot of doctors that I know that are also absolutely not.
They're running a big test on us right now. I think like 120 million people got at least one dose of the vaccine, which is like, what, 40% of the American population?
I don't even believe those numbers, man. I know like five people that have been vaccinated. That one,
they could be fabricated.
120 million people, that is one third of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't buy it. But
theirs already has like 60,000 adverse event from the COVID-19
And I was reading the other day that there's a mass vaccination site that's being run at a Walgreens in Colorado that they completely shut down because there were so many adverse events reported just from that site. And I was like, And think about, because in the Bayer system, there's so many nurses that don't know how to use it or have never used it or don't even know it exists.
Right.
And so they don't put information in there. So think about how many people actually did have a reaction.
Exactly.
That has gone unreported.
Or didn't even have their reaction yet. It's so early.
Right.
Right.
I mean, vaccines take years to develop. I mean, I'm a public health guy. I don't know what I want to do. I have 9 credits left for a graduate degree in public health. I might just say, fuck that, scrap it. But I mean, it's crazy. There's no animal trials. It's not FDA approved. It's only been approved for emergency use. And I mean, and everybody knows that by now. But
It's not permanent. And the funny thing is that the trials are still ongoing until 2023.
Right. So we are in the experiment right now.
Right. You are being experimented on and people that don't understand that, you really need to educate yourself on what is going on.
Without a doubt.
Because you are a lab rat, you're a guinea pig.
Back to the VAERS thing, we said 58,000 adverse event reactions so far, and you were saying a lot of people don't even report them. That number's estimated to only be about 1% of the actual reactions.
But you know, that's only for the United States.
Yeah. So that number is so small.
Yeah. The UK has their own. It's like the AEM or something like that, which they report on. And I'm sure other countries have their own reporting system as well. Yeah. So imagine, like, if you put all those together, because a lot of countries can still sue vaccine manufacturers.
Mm-hmm. Not in America, though.
We unfortunately can't. Thank you, Kennedy family. But yeah, they were the big proponents of that. And if people think about that intelligently, why in the world would our government push all these vaccinations, have Big Pharma push all these vaccinations, filling up pockets and stuff, and then our politicians turn around and go, we're going to protect our interest from, you know, Merck or Pfizer or whoever is giving us money to pad our pockets with. So we're going to protect them so you can't ever get sued.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with that picture? Like, if people don't know that's a problem, they need to wake up.
I think that's a problem in a lot of different areas. Money is just so corrupting. People can get paid to do whatever. That's
right.
That's a deep, deep rabbit hole that I don't know.
but like you said, I don't know if you've heard, but like, for instance, Merck, they've recently shut down their vaccine, their manufacturing system over there in Europe because there were so many vaccine injuries. And it just like, at what point do people wake up and realize that the response to the crisis is worse than the crisis? Right.
And why on earth people don't understand that their natural immunity is best?
Mm-hmm.
That is going to protect you so much better than getting a quote vaccination, because they do it with every vaccine. Case in point, like the varicella vaccine for chickenpox. And when they first came out with it, we were a testing site and we were a reporting site, and it was like, it's going to stop you from getting it. Well, geez, no, wait, it's going to stop you from getting it as bad. No, wait, you're going to need a second dose.
Right.
And that's probably going to stop you from getting it that bad. You shouldn't get it, but you might get it. But then, like, all of our patients that got injected were still getting chickenpox, and even worse than they've had it before.
Right.
That, but it's the same thing. Like a lot of the children had already been, you know, had already been exposed to chickenpox. And then the state's like, you can't come to school unless you get the shot, even though you already had chickenpox. And then here we go. And it's like head to toe covered.
Right. I completely agree that,
I mean, it's just like you develop antibodies for these kinds of things. And mm-hmm.
Not one country has been said, hey, just boost your immune system by eating healthy and exercising and getting sunlight. Right. They say stay indoors, shut your windows, cover your mask and deprive yourself of oxygen and put chemicals right. in your arm. That's what they tell you.
Stay in the house with air that has dirt particles and right. stuff in it. Yeah, that's healthy for you.
They're too. Roping off beaches and shit.
It's just like a multifaceted tool, the mask. It's to deprive you of human contact. I mean, most of human right. communication is nonverbal.
Right.
And right. Stay in your house is keeping you from interacting with other people, going out in public, things like that. And I right. mean, we're seeing a lot of like this anti-social type conditioning in the U.S. today. There's just so much. They're trying to divide everybody and keep everybody isolated. Right. I mean, the masks are just one thing. They're doing a lot of things culturally to perpetuate that agenda also. It's just crazy. There's so many things going on at once.
So you can stay home and they can sell you a virtual reality utopian society. That's mm-hmm. exactly what they're going for.
Yep. Just be a consumer and sit there and don't cause us any problems. Be docile. Mm-hmm. That's all they want.
Look at your TV with the fluoride stare.
Exactly.
Well, that's something we wanted to get into kind of is the destruction.
What, the fluoride stare?
That's just one part of the whole thing. But the destruction of America, how what America used to be isn't going to happen anymore. I don't want to say the words new normal, but they're really pushing for a whole different system, and right. this old system's crumbling.
It's very similar to the destruction of the Roman Empire. Like mm-hmm. the currency has been debased. People are just okay with the bread and circuses. Like there's a huge cultural divides. I mean, we right. called this in October. There's going to be mass shootings because yeah, right. the two things that they're coming for are your the autonomy that you have over your health, where the right. state can't have any effect on your health, and then your guns. And right. we're seeing it simultaneously right now.
Yeah. And they have done this throughout history and absolutely every society. You know, you've had color revolutions mm-hmm. all the way back to, you know, the Bolshevik times and, you know, even before that. And it's what they do, and it's what they always do. They have to create division. They have to create a problem so they can, in turn, sell you the solution. They cause mass chaos. They can cause riots, you know, pitting neighbor against neighbor, you know, the tattletale nanny state. It's history. Mm-hmm. It just repeats itself because until people get to the point where they're educated and not afraid to stand up and use their voice or, you know, fight for your family or fight for yourself, it's not ever going to change. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse because people are so willing to just let the government take care of them.
Right. I think a universal base income is shortly coming where you can stay at home and live off the government teat, but only if you don't have any possessions and get our COVID shot every year and follow right. all these other rules.
I mean, and that just right. goes right into what the World Economic Forum's been talking right. about yeah. recently. But right. we've detailed and, that.
You know, and that was their big plan because that was their push, was the quote pandemic, and that was in their previous conference. Their next thing that they're talking about is a problem with the power grid. So yes. that is definitely going to happen because Biden sold out the power grid back to China again after that was taken away in the previous administration. Mm-hmm. So now that they have access to that, they are more than capable of taking down every utility system that we have because we're so dumb, everything's online. Absolutely mm-hmm. everything.
I mean, in Texas was a beta test, in my opinion.
Right. Like, I think so too.
That came at a perfect time where it was like part of Operation Dark Winter. It seemed like to me. And, you know, as it might be over the summer, it might be next winter, whenever everybody like needs heat to survive. But I agree with you. That's coming. There's a lot of independent researchers who've highlighted a lot of nuances and details with that. And it seems like it's coming along with a food shortage, too.
Yeah. And that's why me personally, like, we've been preparing for that. I mean, we're storing up like a bunch of squirrels over here at my house, you know, and I think people need to understand that, as there are so many things that you have to get. And if you're concerned about your budget, you better get a little bit at a time.
It's definitely good to prep, because if a time comes where you can't go to the grocery store and your faucets don't turn on, where there's no water coming out of there, what are you going to do? That's when people are going to start fighting their neighbors and it's going to get real bad. But I'm hoping it won't get into.
But it's like they're covering all their bases, because they're doing it culturally as well. I know I don't want to give out names again, but I know there are people that are close to me who are almost exiled from their family because they refuse to get a vaccine. And and you know, you have family members guilting them into doing it. Like, isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah.
You should have autonomy over your health. But
my body, my choice, right?
Right, of course. But there's been
Please don't trust the medical professional in your family. Please believe what's on CNN. Thank you very much.
Believe your TV.
Yeah.
Programming. Well, speaking of that, Janet, I know you were a big Q person. And we were into it. We were very, very hopeful that it was real. And I think a lot of more good came from the Q movement than bad. But are you still a believer? Like, what's your take on the Q movement now?
Me personally, I was not one of those people that was like reading drops religiously every day and, you know, live or die by it. But what it provides, or what it did provide to me, was it just like a friendly reminder kick in the ass, go look shit up for yourself, investigate. You know, if something is misspelled, go look for that. Go look through, which I'm a big, big fan of, looking through CIA archives, FBI archives. I look in the law books that are online all the time. You know, there's so many different sources out there to find things. And I think it was a huge reminder that you have brain cells and you should use them.
Right. I think it let people be exposed to a little bit of information and dig for themselves and see what was really out there. And everyone knows that there's pedophile rings now, and before the Q movement, no one did. So I do think a lot of good came out of that. But it was... They were trying to keep us in our houses and sit back, trust the plan. We got it covered. I think we're gonna have to step up as world population.
But that's the thing. We're in the driver's seat at one point in time. Whenever Trump was our president, like early on in his presidency, there were none of these crises, and a lot of what came from the Q movement was an occupation operation, to where it kept people thinking that Big Brother did have you covered, but a certain sect of Big Brother. So I mean, it was very reminiscent of Operation Trust in the Bolshevik Revolution. Now we're seeing, you know, multiple revolutions at the same time. We're seeing a color revolution. We saw the Q movement, and it's just hard, because when you throw so much information at people, it's hard for them to decipher what's real and what's fake, what's a psyop and what's not. So, like he said, maybe a lot of people got some good out of it, but I think a lot of people became obsessed and are still on the side that Q is going to save them. And it's...
The only person that's going to save you is yourself. And I hate to say this, but a lot of that movement was very cultish.
Yeah, it was.
You know, and it's like... anybody that even questioned what somebody said, like, you would have this whole swarm of people like come at you. And I was like, That's not really any different than like my social media.
It's where same as liberalism.
Somebody doesn't agree, and so I respond back to them, and then it's like.
Yeah, you get the internet shitstorm, right? That's just the internet, though. I think that's always been around. Trolls just come at you no matter what you say. You know,
I get a lot of them, and it doesn't faze me. But that's what I'm saying, though. It's very cultish behavior when you attack other people that are like trying to do the same thing that you are, trying to get the word out. You know, questioning things because. There should never be a time where you don't question something.
Yep, question everything, for sure.
Yeah, and so a lot of people get so bent out of shape and butt hurt. And, a lot of them resort to name calling, or now the new thing is, I'm going to dox you because I don't believe what you say. So I'm going to dox you. So, I don't know. That kind of behavior to me is just a little outlandish, but. It is what it is. As long as people think for themselves, look stuff up for themselves, research, and think, just please think. That's all that's important.
Right, right. But,
I mean, like, so we were getting into a little bit of the destruction of, like, civilization and American culture. There's just, like, it's just coming at you at so many angles. Today I was doing my laundry, and I turned on MSNBC, and I was watching exactly. But, I knew we were going to be talking to Janet. We were going to be talking about some of this stuff, and
he likes punishment.
Right, and behold, I believe it was the CEO of Domino's was on there talking about how the normal that we live in is, in fact, the new normal, and it's not going away. So what they're going to do is have robots deliver all of their pizzas where the customers meet the robot that's driving the car at the curb. And, I mean, this goes down so many avenues. This is transhumanism. This is the creating of, like, this is, like, making it so that humans aren't as necessary as they are right now.
It's going to be like WALL-E, where we're all just in our hover chairs with screens in front of us.
Yeah. But if you think that the corona vaccine is a depopulation agent, which I wholeheartedly do.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Goes along with the George Guidestones and whatnot. It's easier to control a smaller population. And so I think that is their agenda first and foremost. And any kind of suffering they can inflict along the way is exactly what they're going to do. I mean, they have people testifying in front of Congress right now that are wholeheartedly against Christianity, you know, and so that's another thing that was in a book that was written even back in the 1700s, where they were talking about separating people from church, separating, you know, parents from children, which is another thing that they do. Because look, they already did that structure. When you have to stay at home and you have to homeschool, because a lot of schools still aren't open because the poor teachers, they just don't think they're safe enough, you know. And so you have all of this like remote learning online. A lot of the parents, you know, are not involved. And so the teachers can literally teach the kids whatever they want to say. And then that pits the children against the parents.
And what you said about destroying the nuclear family, this has been going on since
a long time.
At least since the 60s. Well, it started with demasculating men. You know, I mean, we have far lower sperm count. I mean, everybody in our generation's a soy boy.
Yeah, it is the era of the soy boy.
The strong man
comes from your vaccinations as well, gentlemen.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that and the food we eat, the fluoride in our water, it's just to create docile men. I mean, and it's not just men, but destroying a nuclear family is a huge part of it. And you see it with organizations like Black Lives Matter. It's like it's a Marxist organization that wants the state to be your daddy.
Right. And, you know, the funny thing about that is, and that's what people don't understand, like what's going on in the news right now with Patrice Cullors. She has given interviews before that white people are subhuman and all white people should die. blah, blah, blah. So there you got your race baiting narrative, et cetera, et cetera. And now she's buying multiple houses in white neighborhoods.
In Malibu.
For herself. There's five now. She has five that she's trying to purchase. And I thought, if that is not the pot calling the kettle black.
It's all hypocrisy. You see that in everything.
It's hypocrisy and doublespeak.
It's because you're getting paid very well from the Open Society Foundation of George Soros to create and sow the chaos that is being sowed. And then you're well rewarded. I mean, look at the crap with Hunter Biden and, you know, his China dealings and his Ukraine dealings and his everything else. And he doesn't have a job, but goddamn, he just bought like a $1 billion mansion. And now he's got a book deal and a book tour.
And he's picking crack out of carpets, right? Yeah.
Smoking Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because, you know, I normally snort Parmesan cheese when I get desperate.
Oh, that wow.
Clumps, it, just so you know.
And that is the son of our current president, allegedly.
Yeah, because he's not running a goddamn thing.
That's another thing why America's crumbling with it. No one has any faith in our election systems. That happens in every empire, the Russian Empire, Roman Empire. Right. The elections go down to shit. They know they're not in a democracy anymore, and that's when it comes down.
You know, and the funny thing is that I think it was in Bolivia the other day where they found the truck, like a little semi-moving truck thing that was full of ballots, full of ballots that were already filled out, you know, for the current communist, of course, president.
Right.
And I was like, where have I heard that story before?
Sounds like November 3rd. You know,
and that is... Like our elections, it does not matter who you vote for at all right now until they shore that up. And it makes no sense to me why they're demanding that you can't have voter ID because that's racist. And, you know, black people don't know how to get to the driver's license bureau and, you know, all this other stuff. However, you still have to have an ID to cash
everything.
A check.
Yeah, for everything.
You have to have an ID to get a bank account.
Yeah, get on a plane, do anything, but anything. Except vote. If you're dead, don't have an ID from another country, you can still vote. Don't worry.
And here's the kicker. I think it was 2 days ago, they're now proposing a bill that is a COVID relief bill, but not for you and I. It's only for undocumented illegal aliens.
Right.
They can go to their local government building and say that I have no documents, I have no identification as an American citizen, and they will get $1,500 from our government.
Well, why don't I say that? And I just say like, oh, I don't know, like I'm Jose Cuervo. Like,
because they'll take your fingerprints and they'll find you, you know?
Which is so funny because it's not required for them.
Right. Yeah.
And I just want to say, you know, this mass migration of all of these illegal people coming. And I have a friend that lives in California by a port, and it's where a lot of cruise ships go in and out of. Mm-hmm. And she said that, like several days ago, they were just like docked out in the water, not even in the port, like just sitting out in the middle of the water. And well, they think they might start housing a bunch of the people that they've been accepting at the border in facilities that are at the ports.
So they just get like free housing and stuff?
Yeah, and we're gonna send cash payments back home to people in Central America that have had a child come over the border unaccompanied.
Oh, it must be nice.
What could possibly go wrong with sending cash payments to somebody that you can't verify in another country?
I mean, not to mention, what is this doing with human trafficking, drug trafficking? I mean,
they're increasing it. That's exactly what it is. Because why in the hell would there be a six-year-old boy unaccompanied by himself trying to cross the border?
Right.
Yeah. And like, what's he going to do when he gets over? Yeah.
Yeah. They can't really verify the families that are here. They have a phone number that's supposed to be taped to their clothes that's here in the United States, and they're just supposed to call this phone number. Okay. Do you know how many prepaid cell phones there are?
Yeah.
Hello.
Trillions.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, what's going on is there's going to be there already is, but there's going to be a mass migration of unskilled labor here, which is going to create a poverty class and also a demand for a universal basic income. And it's going to be a large merging of the classes into one serf class.
It's going to be the 1% all of the skilled, and then the bottom 99%.
All of the skilled people are going to leave. And then there's going to be a high demand for a universal basic income. And
the rest of it will be slave state.
Yeah. Right. And it's just the manufactured destruction of American culture, like we've been talking about.
And what people don't understand is when you dangle the free carrot, free is not free. Free means that we pay for it on our backs. And if you can't see how that is a slavery issue, that is a problem, because you are working your butt off. The government is stealing money from you, basically, because that should have never been enacted. It was not legal. And then they spend that money as they see fit. So we're putting people up in fancy hotel suites. Mm-hmm. We're providing them food, clothing, legal expenses, free school, free healthcare, free. But these people aren't working, so you're paying for it.
Well, the National Guard sleeps in a garage. Yeah. Exactly. In a tent, maybe. I mean, it's crazy.
Or the vets.
Yeah, the homeless vets all over the country, too. That's why I'm a big believer that the U.S. dollar is going to tank here soon if they keep just pushing a button and trillions and trillions and trillions.
They're printing more money, so that makes the valuation of the dollar even less than it was before.
That's inflation. That is to a T what inflation
the
is.
World
that,
reserve currency.
I think we're going to reach a point of hyperinflation where it's not going to be worth anything and we're going to have to replace it with something else. And what that will I don't know.
What I think they're going to do, and sorry if you guys collect this, I think what they're going to push for is Bitcoin.
Of course.
Yep.
I watched a video. I can't remember what the guy's name was. Excuse me, I had a burp. But he was talking about like when the owner or founder of Bitcoin
Satoshi Nakamoto, yeah.
Everybody's going to be like really surprised and stuff. Mm-hmm. But as much as they push that, and you know, Bitcoin is used on the dark web. There's a lot of trafficking, child pornography and stuff that takes place with Bitcoin. To me, it's very dark, very creepy. I've never wanted to get into that at all. I know a lot of people believe in that. I just don't, because I've been around long enough to know that, yeah, anything that they push like that, I'm like, that's a no for me. But yeah. I think that's what they're going to go for. And if you can't afford Bitcoin because Bitcoin has skyrocketed, you're fucked.
Right.
And so then you're going to have to rely on the government, and you're going to have to get, you know, food from Bill Gates, since Bill Gates owns like so much farmland here now. And you'll be lucky if you get worm burgers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, insects.
I've been telling people for a while that insects are going to be the food of the future, because food's going to be so scarce that they got to. And insects reproduce rapidly, so that's where people are going to get the protein pretty soon.
I mean, and even the people that have made a killing off Bitcoin, like you said in that video, once the creator of Bitcoin finally reveals himself, I think a lot of people are going to sell, and the Bitcoin and Bitcoin's going to plummet also. But if it sounds too good to be true, it is. That's typically the model I live my life by. And I'm like our resident skeptic here. I think everything's a psyop. I think everything's fake.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I buy Bitcoin because I'm going to make a buck off it. But also, I'm very, very skeptical that there's no back door, that there's not a war game being played here.
Right.
And I mean, if they're gonna grasp total control of everything, there has to be an avenue of hope that actually is something that has a back door. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying the blockchain. I'm just saying they're gonna devalue it in some way.
Yeah, and see, to me, blockchain is not a viable option either, because they're talking about how blockchain is completely secure and whatnot. Well, no, it's not, because it's also computer-based. You can break blockchain just like you can anything else.
Yeah.
You can even break encrypted systems. It's, you know, if you're good at hacking and stuff, you can do those things.
Yeah, nothing's impossible.
And it's like, wait, we're going to put all of the voting stuff on blockchain. That'll fix it, I promise.
No.
Yeah, just let them rig it a little easier if it's all on computers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kind of like all the votes this time that were switched over to servers in Germany.
Yeah, on those hard drives at 3 a.m. Yeah. When the counting stopped.
Well, nothing to see here. Our votes always go to Germany. What the fuck?
Seriously. After that happened, it was hard for me to believe that anyone could see that and not be like, damn, that shit's rigged. Like,
but you know what? People are so... they're so blinded.
Yeah.
By just... because if you tell a lie long enough and often enough, people believe
it. It'll become
truth. Yeah. It's the repetitive nature of the human brain. And that's, you know, the brain is a crazy computer. And it's like... programmed in a different language, but that's one of the things that if you say things like that long enough, people are like, oh, there's nothing to see here with the fluoride stare. Yeah, nothing to see. I did not see any fraud. There is no evidence of any fraud going on anywhere.
Would our politicians really do that to us?
Yeah, our government wouldn't hurt us.
Governments are responsible for the greatest atrocities across all of humanity. Genocide.
Well, I'm going to tell your listeners a little something that they probably don't know, but because I, you know, like medical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the very first chemotherapy treatment in the United States was?
No, what was that?
Mustard gas.
Really?
Mustard gas.
They said, here, take
mustard
this.
Mustard gas.
What the Nazis were
and
giving
so,
the Jews?
So
that was like World War I. Like,
mustard gas in the treaty after World War I was, of course, you know, outlawed. And they were like, you cannot use that. So what did we do? We brought German scientists and mustard gas to the United States. And that was the first developed chemotherapy in the United States.
Paperclip, baby.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Our
government would never harm us. You can't use it in war times because it's dangerous and causes nerve destruction and death and whatnot. But hey, let's treat cancer with it. It's a great idea.
But that's the thing. It's part of the American conditioning. We think we're the greatest nation that's ever been. And, you know, we're free and we're untouchable and we have it great here, but absolute power corrupts absolutely. And it's been shown throughout history. And this is like a mirror image of the Roman Empire. I keep circling back to it. But.
And it is. It's like, you know, Caligula and all the other rulers over there. And it was like the sin, the debauchery, the torture, the rape, the incest, the homosexuality, the, you know, money grubbing, the whole nine yards is exactly what you have here.
Yep.
From the people that are in power or the people that are in that top echelon, they can literally do anything and get away with it. Look at Hunter Biden and raping his niece and the whole nine yards and the drugs that his dad put. How many thousands of people in prison for drugs and, you know, his son.
But he walks free, yeah.
Plus, you know, Hunter had a little issue with lying on the forms to the FBI to get his gun license. Mm-hmm. And then the police were called to his house because of a gun issue. But goddamn if he has ever spent a night in jail.
And never will.
Hell no.
Look at everything, you know, Hillary did and, you know, the cattle issue that she had in Mena, Arkansas and all the other things. And it's like, these people, there's two sets of laws. There's laws for us and there's laws for them.
Right.
And as long as you're in that top population,
yep,
it doesn't matter what you do. And that's, I think, why they rub so many things in our faces on a daily basis.
You can definitely buy some get out of jail free cards if you're
rich enough. And it's also the pushing through the media of things like racism and sexism. It's never been racist. It has been at one point racism, right, but it's never been sexism. It's always been classism. There's them and then there's us.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel sorry for you guys because white males are going to be the endangered species.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're their favorite target right now.
We are being painted as the enemy a lot right now, and but we've had it good.
Yeah.
I think it's complete and total crap. I hate feminists. I hate feminism. I think people who are into that are absolutely literally insane. And I'm going to say something that's probably inappropriate.
That's okay.
We love it.
But that's my personality. Females who do that, you're a twat waffle. Honest to God, because you give females a bad name because you wouldn't be here if it was not for sperm, ladies.
Right.
And so shitting on men all the time and, you know, hey, men, you should wear a lace onesie and you should hire me because I'm better than you. Hello, duh, your guy. Please go in the corner and just sit there until you know how to behave.
I mean, when you boil it down to the ideology itself, it's actually anti-family. And it gets back to the destruction of the nuclear family.
Yeah.
And this is why you see people like Kid Cudi on Saturday Night Live wearing a flower dress. You fucking soy boy. Yeah. Get your shit together.
If you sell your soul into the system, you have to do things like that. Like,
and it was almost like a sacrifice of Kid Cudi.
Yeah, exactly.
And in the name of, Kurt Cobain, it was like an honoring of Kurt Cobain. But Kurt Cobain didn't wear a poofy skirt the way Kid Cudi did. No. It was a little bit different. But
it's a really good thing that I was not there in the audience because I probably would have hurled all over his dress. Just saying. Men should not wear dresses or skirts or high heels or purses.
I feel you.
Be a dude.
You do you, I guess, but
some listeners are probably going to come after me for that. I don't really care.
You know what? We had a cool viewership here, but that's the thing, man. It's like, feminists, chill out, because women do the most important job of all time. They make all the fucking people.
Having babies.
It's like, I get it. It's a burden to an extent because you can't focus on your career.
Because
you need a guy in there too.
Women are being told that you should abort any child that you have now, because motherhood is not okay, and you should not do that.
That's just another depopulation tactic.
And that makes me think that we're headed, that, like, I've said it on a million podcasts, but, like, we're headed towards the book of Revelation with that. Like, it's fucking anti-human, but that's a completely different rabbit hole. Yeah. And
I agree.
Janet, before we wrap up here and ask you a few last questions, do you want to tell the listeners where they can find your work and support you?
Well, you can only find my podcast on Podbean, Google Play, and some other little obscure things because
censored hard.
And Apple removed me a long time ago.
That only means you're doing something right, though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
My mind.
You're getting too close to the truth. Yeah.
And so I got whacked off there early. I've been removed off of Twitter multiple times. I'm on account number 6.
6. Whew.
You can find me. My podcast is called Deplorable Nation. Look up Deplorable Janet on Podbean if you can't find it under Deplorable Nation. Sometimes people have trouble finding it. Mm-hmm. You can find me personally on Instagram at Deplorable Janet. You can find me on Twitter at No Janet, KNOW. So there
you go. She's part of our little Twitter family. We have a good group of conspiracy-minded people on Twitter that's always interacting with each other. I really love it.
Yep.
Janet, right down the road, there is a sign that says a deplorable lives here. It's a little yard sign. And every time I see it, I'm like, oh, Janet, I'm like, I think of you.
You know, it would be safe in my neighborhood because mm-hmm. I live in the country.
Yeah.
And hello, this is a red area out here.
So. Yeah, we're in Trump's America here still, too.
Yeah. Western PA, baby. But you know what? Another thing on that note, whenever I started listening to your podcast and I heard you on podcasts like No Mercy and Jack Allen's podcast,
yeah,
I started, like, sometimes you're forced to wear a mask. Like, if you want food, you got to wear a mask. You got to go in and buy it. So I would write deplorable on my masks and wear it in. Or I'd write things like walking biohazard, shit like that. But it made it always made me think of deplorable Janet. I mean, I know I've been a big fan for a long time, and it's appreciate you coming on. Thank you for your time.
I'm glad we got to do this. It's
you know,
fun.
If I have to wear a mask, that's one of my favorite things to do. When I went to DC, I wrote on my mask to wear on the plane. I used to do that at work. Like, if they would make me wear a mask for an extended period of time, I'd like make little faces and color them and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
Janet, can I ask what day you were in DC on?
January the 6th, baby.
Hey, so was I. That was a interesting day.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was like the best time for me because I've never been there before.
Yeah.
And the person that people that I went with, but the guy like used to work in DC, and so he knew everything. And I'm like, a squirrel,
yeah, an insider.
Like, oh my god, what's that building? What's this one? Oh my god, look. And it was like so cool, but like mm-hmm. I didn't see any of that garbage. We stayed really far away from it because we had some sources telling us things that were going on. But I was just like blown away by the amount of people, because we left our hotel to walk there, I want to say at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and there was hundreds of thousands of people out on the streets at 5-6 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was so crazy, yeah. And it was so fucking cold, and I was like,
I know.
Like, I'm literally gonna freeze to death, but yeah. It was like the best time. I had a great time.
Yeah, it was fun. Well,
people were singing and praying and all that stuff.
It was a big old party, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
We'll have to do this again sometime.
Y'all have to come on mine next.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We can make that happen. Stay on the line here.
Well, there you have it, rabbit holers. That was the deplorable one, the one and only deplorable Janet. I loved it. How about you, man?
Yeah, that was a fun one. She hated on my Bitcoin a little bit. You were hating on it too, Saint, so I don't want to talk about that.
I'm a skeptic, resident skeptic.
Yeah, whatever, people. But anyway, follow the pod on all our social links. Follow Janet. She's always posting good stuff. Give her content a look. And that'll about do it for today.
Yeah, that was cool.
Take it away, Mulder.
Stay tuned.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there. And no one, no government agency has jurisdiction over the truth.